There's a wide variety of risk factors. So starting with climate, those who live in a cold or dry climate are more likely to develop EoE. The season can be important, more likely to have diagnosis between spring and fall. There is an association with pollen sensitization. And so that would explain typically the spring and summer type of preponderance when the pollen season is at play. It's more common in males than in females. And for family history, there is a possible genetic component. If family members, first degree relatives have EoE, there's a greater chance of diagnosis. For allergy and asthma, as previously mentioned, individuals with food or environmental allergy, asthma, atopic dermatitis are more likely to be diagnosed with EoE. So important with your history taking to really take a thorough allergic condition history. For age, the majority of cases are seen in children, adolescents, and younger adults, but this can be diagnosed at all ages, and there can be delay in diagnosis, as we'll hear later, which is what explains some older adults getting diagnosed later. For ethnicity, it's more common among Caucasians, but it can affect all races. In my center, we've seen South Asians having a preponderance of EoE, for example. In other centers, there's been African Americans being diagnosed